This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وَيَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ
لكل شيء قدير. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي المتقين وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمدًا رسول رب العالمين أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون فاللهم صلي وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه ومن سار على دربه وسلك طريقه إلى يوم الدين يا من ألوذ به فيما أؤمله وأستعيذ به مما أحاذره لا يجبر الناس عظما أنت كاسره ولا يهيضون عظما أنت جابره. Dear brothers and sisters, أحييكم بتحية الإسلام فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. Just we arrived into the last day of أيام التشريق. Today is Friday, the last day of أيام التشريق. هذا آخر أيام التشريق وهي أيام بركة ويمن وخير وإنفاق وإسعاد لمن حولك. الله سبحانه وتعالى وعد الذين يتاجرون معه بفضل عظيم وأجر وفير. والتجارة مع الله في كل وقت وحين، لا تتقيد بمواسم ولا تتقيد بأيام ولا ليالي، فإن التعامل مع الله عز وجل في كل وقت وحين. Our topic today, it will be trade with Allah. To تاجر مع الله سبحانه وتعالى. Allah سبحانه وتعالى called it as a trade, as تجارة. Allah عز وجل يقول يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم؟ نعم يا رب، نريد هذه التجارة التي تنجينا من عذاب أليم. تؤمنون بالله، تؤمن، to believe in Allah سبحانه وتعالى and his messenger ورسوله، وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم. To strive hard in the cause of Allah سبحانه وتعالى by your wealth and yourself. And like you know, or as you know, that we have some brothers and sisters around the global, they are strive. They really have very difficulties even to live normal life. They have nothing to eat, especially our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us chance to go to pray in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Allahumma ameen. And just to realize how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us in this country, in this environment here. You can do whatever you want. No one can stop you. But our brothers and sisters, they are struggling. They even couldn't find the clean water to drink. Some of them, they are eating the leaves of the trees. يأكلون أوراق الشجر، يأكلون الحشائش في بعض البلاد. يعني نسأل الله عز وجل أن يتم علينا النعمة وأن يجعلنا من أهل الإيمان الذين يساعدون الآخرين يا رب العالمين. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ضرب لنا مثلا وقال أيكم مال وارثه أحب إليه من ماله؟ المال بتاع الورثة يكون أحب إلى قلبك من مالك أنت الذي في يديك. قالوا ليس منا أحد، مال وارثه أحب من مال إليه من ماله يا رسول الله. قال فإن ماله ما أنفق ومال وارثه ما ترك. حينما نترك الأموال نمضي، تذهب إلى الورثة. When we leave our wealth or our money behind us, our inheritors will take advantage to spend the money that we collected for the entire life. Subhanallah. But when we try to invest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometime, Satan will not leave us alone. And this is the way that Allah explained in Surah Al-Baqarah. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. Satan threatens you with the poverty. ويأمركم بالفحشاء. والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا. We need to compare between the threats of Satan and the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, we still have some people, they follow the threats of Satan and they did not follow the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not really trust what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them. And Allah azza wa jal explained in the Quran, for the one who will spend some money of his wealth or her wealth. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Because we do need to understand the interpretation of the Quran to realize the huge difference between when we invest in any company or any way in our life or when we invest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you heard in any newspaper about investment will give you 30 or 40 or even 50% return, you will find people line up in front of the company or go online and they will register themselves and they will pay, you know, for a stock market or for even whatever they will decide. But when we say Allah Azza wa Jal promises us, you know, 700 times. كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف. A lot of people, they thought this is the only limit that Allah will give us, 700 times. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more and more and more for the one who is able to receive more bounties from Allah Azza wa Jal. والله يضاعف لمن يشاء. Allah will multiply for whom who wants. والله واسع عليم واسع العطاء عليم بمن يستحق هذا العطاء فيعطيه إياه. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم one day he asked his companions for help, financial help. Subhanallah. And we will see how the companions respond back to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. سيدنا عمر came with the half of his wealth. There is no doubt for that. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and there is no any way for shaitan to stop them. And Prophet Muhammad asked him, what did you leave for your family, O Umar? He said, I left other half of my wealth for them, O Rasulullah. Few minutes later, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr came, Allahu Akbar. And he brought all his wealth. And he put in front of Rasulullah ﷺ. When your brothers and sisters ask you for help, please don't hesitate. Don't have doubt. Because when you give your donation, it's not because of your brother or your sisters. No, it's because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows you and he sees you. And he's able to multiply the donation that you will give for the sake of him so many times. Sayyidina Abu Bakr came with all his wealth. What did you leave for your children, O Abu Bakr? See how he learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I left for my family Allah and his messengers. It's more sufficient for him. Even he has nothing left. Subhanallah. But he put his trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. We never heard that Prophet Sayyidina Abu Bakr, you know, was struggling with the poverty in his life. He spent all his wealth and Allah returned it multiple times after that. Sayyidina Umar, and just to realize when we really deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to try with Allah once in our life, just to put our trust in Allah and say, I will do this. Even if I will struggle in my life. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote all the decrees before he created the heavens and the earth 50,000 years. It's not by luck. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote for us before we even came to this life. Just Make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with us. May Allah azza wa jal guide all of us to correct path. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to stay firm in our religion and to be a good role models for others. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Fastaghfiruhu yaghfir lakum. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، تحدثت إليكم في الخطبة الأولى عن التجارة مع الله. And I have a unique example from the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. We might heard about his name a lot of times, that he left everything belongs to him behind him when he decides to go to his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Suhaib. Suhaib is not Arab. He's from Roman. Subhanallah, Suhaib al-Rumi. And this is the beauty of Islam. We have Romans, we have Persian, we have Arabs, we have Ethiopian, we have subhanallah Sayyidina Bilal al-Habashi, Sayyidina Umar al-Qurashi, Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi, Sayyidina Suhaib al-Rumi. This is the beauty of Islam, that Islam united us, all of us. We have the same mission, we have the same direction, we have the same God, we have the same message, we have the same direction, we have the same messenger, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Suhaib al-Rumi, he was a slave for Abdullah ibn Jud'an. Abdullah ibn Jud'an, he was ala al-hanafiyyat al-samha. He never bowed to the statue, or he never drank alcohol, subhanallah. And when he looked at Sayyidina Suhaib, and he was embarrassed with him, he was amazed with Sayyidina Suhaib, and he set him free. Sayyidina Suhaib worked hard to gain money and to gain wealth, and he become the rich person among rich people in Mecca. When he heard about Islam, he did not have time to ask about the new religion. He accepted, he converted to Islam right away. When he decided, when Allah commanded all believers to leave Mecca and go to Medina, he gathered all his wealth and he's ready to go. And the people of Mecca stopped him. Where are you going? He said, I will go to my beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aina tadhhab ya Suhaib? Qala adhhab ila habibi Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam fil madin. Qalu wallata wal uzza. Laqad ji'tana su'luqan la mala lak. Wa turid an tadhhab bihadhihi al amwal ila Muhammad kay yuqatilana biha? Wallahi wallata wal uzza la tazhab biha. Qala madha turidun? What do you want, guys? Subhanallah. Even he did not think. They said, if you leave your wealth behind you, we will let you go. And he responded back, if I leave it for you, you will let me go? They said, yes. He did not take a second to think, is it good deal? Subhanallah. Sometime when we have a chance to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to participate or to donate, we might calculate it within a few seconds in our, yeah, mashallah, it will be good. He did not even think about that. He said, take it. And they said, you did not have, he used to wear abaya like this. And they took it. Subhanallah. And he gave them. And he went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, Gabriel came with the unique verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, especially for Sayyidina Suhaib al-Rumi. What the verse says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Do you think if you sell yourself for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will waste your offer? No. وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he arrived to Medina, he went to the masjid of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he looked at Rasulullah, and Rasulullah was smiling. Subhanallah, he was smiling at him. And he said, رَبِحَ الْبَيْعُ يَا صُهَيْبُ رَبِحَ الْبَيْعُ يَا صُهَيْبُ رَبِحَ الْبَيْعُ يَا صُهَيْبُ. Successful trading, oh Suhaib. Three times. That's it. Subhanallah. And this is my message today for myself, my brothers, my sisters. You know, we came in behalf of life for relief to stretch our hands with the generosity for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. This is your time. Participate for whatever you feel comfortable between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do not need to really find somebody begging you, please help them out. No, we will not do that, inshallah, because you know the situation and you know that they are struggling in their life over there. And this is the project, especially for them, for our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out. نسألك يا الله يا واحد يا أحد يا فرد يا صمد يا من لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. نسألك ألا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وعمل صالح مبرور وتجارة لن تبور وقر أعيننا في جميع الأمور برحمتك يا رحيم يا غفور. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وغائبنا وشاهدنا وكبيرنا وصغيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. واغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا واغفر لإخواننا وأخواتنا واغفر لنسائنا وأبنائنا وبناتنا واغفر لمن له حق علينا. اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وأقم الصلاة.